Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Hey, 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 y'all. Welcome to the Undressing Room Podcast, presented by Macy's. What's up, L'Oreal?
What's going on, Eva?
How you feeling this festive day today?
I'm feeling real good. You know, the holidays is amongst us. My pockets is definitely feeling the impact of the holidays. So
you
I'm just out
gifts.
Here.
You definitely blessing people with gifts because I you got a nice new pair of Bottegas in my closet. I say thank you very much. But that is not the only thing that happened this week. This week has been absolutely crazy, and we are here to undress all of the craziness. Like, Diddy has announced that, yes, L'Oreal, hold your britches, girl. He has a new baby on the way. And you know what? Our girl, Young Miami, you already know she's clapping back on Twitter. So we're going to talk about all of that coming up. Plus, right. L'Oreal, do men truly like women or do they just tolerate us? Well, social media seems to think that they might not really like us.
It is going crazy out here in this world. And that's why we slide into my DMs. A lot of people want situationships and relationships and all kind of things over there. And you know we love to put that out there. So it's going down in my DMs. And for our final question to undress, this happened.
I know a lot of women that are very comfortable being the side piece. That is their joy. That is actually where they want to be.
Yeah, because a lot of these people are disgusting.
Oh, sis.
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's going down. Make sure you listen to hear how we undress this mess on the Undressing Room Podcast, brought to you by Macy's.
And speaking of Macy's, I gotta let you know what's going on right now at Macy's, because it is going down right now from December the 11th through December the 17th. It's the live shopping situation. Yes, you can join Macy's every Tuesday and Thursdays at 4 p.m. for Macy's Live, hosted by top fashion and beauty experts and influencers that are covering everything that you need to know to express your personal style. So do yourself a favor, just tune in to Live Style at Macy's.com/Macy's. Live. And that's for insight of how to do the latest trends that will work specifically for you. Find new twists to your little go-to favorites that are already in your closet and give you gift inspiration for your favorite loved ones. So go ahead and check out Live Beauty at Macy's.com/Macy's Live for insider's tips on new beauty releases, how-tos, and must-have products to your routine now. That's Macy's.com/Macy's Live. So when it comes to this Diddy situation, now Diddy allegedly has another baby. And no, this isn't a baby that has been out there in the world that he did not know about.
Another baby? Young Miami is pregnant?
Well, catch the details. So everyone was shocked when they saw a post from Diddy announcing that there was a new baby on the way. He says in the post, "I'm so blessed to welcome my baby girl, love, Sean Combs, to the world. Mama Combs, Quincy, Justin, Christian, Chance, Dalila, Jesse, and myself all love you so much. God is the greatest." Now, catch the tea. The baby was born on October the 15th, which means the baby is a Libra.
Okay.
And people are very confused because, like, you remember, and I know I remember, he was going real hard. He go together real hard with Young Miami.
That's what she said.
Well, that's what she said. People talking about this baby, and it is a grandbaby. Is it an adopted baby? What are we talking about? Well, what people did know is that it wasn't Carisha's baby. It was not Young Miami. It's not going down. The baby is born to a woman of Asian descent. TMZ got the scoop of his seventh child's mother, whose name is Dana Tran. She's 28 years old. She's
so young.
28. I mean,
Diddy is 53.
How old was Lori?
Young.
So for exactly. This is that's what he like.
Carisha's young.
But she is educated. She's a 28-year-old cybersecurity specialist. And for reference, his son Quincy is 31. And his other son, Justin, is 28. So to your point, her being 20, it is on the younger side. Well, it looks like she's been taking the notes from like all those side pieces and people doing it wrong on the Instagram.
Okay.
So sis went ahead and deleted her whole IG. Now, of course, this made Black Twitter question Young Miami what was going on. And you already know Young Miami ain't got number time. So she completely clapped back. She tweeted, "I am nobody's side bleep. Let's just make this clear on this good Monday," she wrote. I don't come second to no blank. She's also said, "Blanks be like, I could never be. I can blank." Whoa, it's a lot of blanks in
here. It's a lot of blank and blankety blank.
And that's the difference.
And Diddy ain't even shooting no blanks, okay? Because clearly.
And he ain't shooting no blanks, but he wants the blanks to know that he wouldn't look they blank way if he was walking past them. So why they stood and trying to talk about her?
He just was with another girl that's from Instagram and she's from New York. And I know guys that know her and they were holding hands, walking down the block wearing matching
all white.
They were wearing matching black, these two.
Ooh.
And this is a whole nother girl. So obviously,
well, see, you're not the only one with the receipts, though, friend, because Academics has receipts, too.
This one, so, I'm saying, no, he turning some women's heads, huh?
A couple, but not. I mean, I'm just saying, this is what she said. I didn't say it. I'm just repeating. She also said that it went back and forth. I don't know if you noticed on Twitter last week, it's been nice and a little uproar about this pregnancy or this new baby. Young Miami and Academics went back and forth. He said that Young Miami is mad for me pointing out the obvious. You said you and that guy go together real bad. And he has another baby with another woman. So you are basically a side chick. And don't get mad. At least you get hella gifts. Live your life, queen. He also tells her to mind your business.
Does that make her a side chick? Because if she already knew that she wasn't Diddy's only girl, right? Like, and she was okay. Because remember the Gina girl that came out. Daphne says that she deals with him.
So, Daphne like, Joy just went on vacation.
This is what I'm saying. So is this just like a polyamorous kind of situation? Or does that make her a side chick?
I think Krisha on her show made it very clear that she does not have a quote unquote man at all. She has the kid's father who they co-parent world together. She kicks it with Diddy when her work schedule permits. And that's the relationship. I think we are so used to traditional relationships, one man, one woman, having a child or going on a date. Everyone's in an uproar. Meanwhile, Nick Cannon's on how many children?
Right. So why is she getting the butt of all of this? Like the woman, literally he claims Young Miami publicly and we've never heard of this Dana woman. So my thing is, wouldn't Dana be the side chick? Why is it Young Miami? Is it because she's the Asian one?
But who really is the side chick? Because to your point, we then found out that Diddy was out with the young lady you were talking about. She's an influencer. Her name is Shantae. Joseph, and they were walking and they were holding hands.
Oh,
and
girl, this is a whole nother girl. It must be three of them.
Yeah, they had on all white. This is right after the announcement. So the announcement happened one day, less than 24 hours after the announcement. He pumping through the streets of New York in cocaine white, clean head to toe, casket shirt. Him and her holding hands, beautiful young lady, and
why
they walking
up and
down the
street. Why would you need this many women? What are you doing with them?
I mean, if I was a very rich man, I most likely would have that many women.
My head hurts from dealing with one guy. I don't know how his head don't hurt. Like, and clearly, Carisha, if she's going at Academics like that, you know that she has things to say because
you know Academics did not need to put her name in his mouth. Young Miami didn't have anything to do with that announcement. Like for real though, friend.
She didn't.
We all have paths. We all have people that we are attached to some way, somehow, 6 degrees of separation. Academics was petty by doing that. And Krisha just let them know 305, we here, and it's going down. It ain't giving what it's supposed to be gay.
It's a lot with Diddy. And I'm not going to lie. Maybe this is just everybody's understanding that they're going to be okay with sharing guys in 2023. Maybe this has become cool, but like, it's not cool to me. And like, to each his own, I'm not judging. To each his own. Do what you got to do. But then like when the opinions get put in our hands, because for real, you put a lot of your business out there. Boom. Like,
ding.
So we're going to have an opinion. Like, normally I wouldn't give two damns. I don't talk about Nick Cannon and his baby mamas because they don't really, even though we know it's a different announcement, I can't think of their names. I don't know. But this gets messy because you start to get into detail like, oh, I'm with him this and I'm with him that and she's not with him and this one is that.
Well, that's what academics said. Academics was like, yo, you need to fall in line like Nick Cannon girls because they don't be saying nothing.
But she's also Young Miami. They're just
right.
They're just girls. Like, no shade.
Wait a minute. Are you a respecter of person? What do you mean they're just girls?
What I mean by that is, like, they're just regular women. Like, they don't have a big name in entertainment.
Young Miami got a lot to lose.
Has a huge name in entertainment. I mean, it's not as big as Diddy's, but dealing with him is making it bigger. You know what
and
I mean?
And him dealing with her is keeping him relevant. Come on, it's reciprocity across the board.
That is Ciroc.
So, okay, before we move on to the next topic, I just want to know, do you think this is going to make them not go together real hard no more? Like, is this going to break up? Because I personally am a huge fan of Diddy and Creasia's relationship. I think it is the most honest relationship we've seen in quite some time. A lot of people like to lie to each other and to themselves about where they are in life and in other people's lives. And I think Creasia and Diddy make it very clear. We enjoy when we're together, we together. When we apart, we apart. And they honest about it. So do you think...
It still makes me cringe. Like, I'm sorry. And it's not for me to like or not like. But personally, it's like she's just a young girl to me, and Diddy is an old man, and she's the one looking crazy. She's the one, all of them are young, and he's old, and he's trying to make, I mean, the way that it looks is all the women are getting the backlash. Meanwhile, Diddy Papa Puffy Love is just sitting back with his feet kicked up looking
what
like
what glasses are you looking through, sis? Because when I tell you, Creasia got that new car, and that baby daddy was real mad about it, honey. She is not.
Yeah, but everybody's calling her a side chick, and she's clearly not happy about that. She wouldn't have been arguing with
people
them.
People can call me flat-chested, too, but I am.
Do you argue on social media with them for a whole entire day? No,
because if you look at certain angles, I do be looking a little flat-chested, though.
So if you look at certain angles, she do look like a side chick a little bit, right?
I love you. That's what I wanted.
But like you said, so some people are okay with that. I've been in that situation. I could cry in a Nissan as long as I'm owning it and I don't have to worry about, well, I'm not going to be crying. Crying in a Phantom with having somebody paying for everything or whatever, that might just be her. But when it comes to me and I deal with somebody, I deal with people because I really care out of emotion.
I'm going to cry in a Nissan. I'm going to roll my windows down. I'm going to put my head out the window so that my tears can blow in the wind.
What you crying for? Because everything yours and you shouldn't have any problems. That's what they say, right? You stay in the Phantom to get all the luxuries, but you're going to be crying. Like, I was crying in a Mousain before. Hey. You know what I mean? Same thing. I was crying in a Mousain and I wasn't happy. And that money... No matter how much money that dude had, it could never make me happy. So deep down inside.
But I don't think she with him for his money, though. That's the thing about it. I'm glad you hit it because we got to go. But Creasia is not dating Diddy because of his money. Creasia gets her own back. Creasia's dating Diddy because she's dated somebody that is on her status. It's the level up. It's not the buy me a purse, though he can buy a purse. It's not the go buy me a necklace, though he can buy a necklace. It's the full industry level up that I think the reason why she's dating Diddy or kicking it with Diddy in any kind of capacity because of the respect. It's like when Andre Harrell used to walk, bless his soul, walk in the room. I don't care who in the room. We in the room with the hottest rappers, the hottest everything. You walk in the room, everybody, what's up, Uncle Dre? Everybody kind of, you bring it in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Big boss is here. You know,
I think the money has a lot to do with it. I'm sorry. I know she got her own money, but again, she don't have Diddy money. Like if Oprah woke up with Creasia money,
I got my money, but I ain't got Tyler Perry money.
You get what I'm trying to say? That's a big different bag.
The billionaires is buying out the millionaires.
Did you see Diddy's boat? That's all I got to say. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Well, that is that on that, and you won.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
L'Oreal, what is going on?
Listen, there is so much drama in the NYC, the LYC, the ATL, the BBL,
the LA, everything.
The LAX. Okay, now, so on social media, for the past few months, we've been seeing a lot of videos with Black women claiming that men truly just don't like us. You know what I mean? We've been seeing a lot of that, but they just tolerate us. Now, This argument has sparked a lot of debates on how men feel truly about women, whether they just marry women because of like society's norms or if it's truly something that they aspire to do. Now, some men constantly complain about women on the internet. Women don't do this. Women that. Women this. Women that. Now, one woman and a man recently argued about this. Listen to what they had to say.
Let me ask you a question.
Ask me all the questions.
How is it that you refuse to understand or take any accountability for your behavior when it comes to how we relate to y'all? No, we don't understand y'all. No, we don't like y'all. Yes, y'all are very irritating.
And what the fuck are y'all?
No, this is about men. Don't conflate. I'm sexually attracted to women.
And that's the only thing there is. So you don't love us. You don't want to be with us. You don't even like us. You just want to... That got real bad.
Yeah. Now, a married man also, this is something crazy. He tried to break this down as well based on his experience and his friends. Now, listen to this.
Now that I'm 4 years in, I realize that a lot of these men didn't like their wives. After I posted that video, this comment read, "Can you talk more about liking your wife? So many men seem to generally dislike and seem to be annoyed by women. They love but don't like. What I've both seen and learned as I've grown is that men will marry women who serve them even if they don't like them. That's how patriarchy conditions them. For example, if you ask a cis man what he likes about his partner, he'll soon begin listing the ways in which she serves him. Like, I think society conditions men to not like women. Like, you love them, you feel a sense of duty towards them, you get one and you take care of them because that's what men do, we're taught. And you're hearing your whole life from church, the men in your life, the media, that women talk too much, they don't listen, they're disagreeable, they're emotional. Cis men tend to like other men in non-romantic ways. They like being around their guys and spending time with them, and sometimes these men talk to each other about how much they don't like their wives. But men will marry women who serve them, who are submissive and obedient, and who know their place.
Know their place is crazy. Now, just listen. Now, do you think that men truly like their women, or are they just simply tolerating us?
I think especially the older generation, men 45 plus, a lot of them do not like women and do not like them at all. I've worked with these people day to day. They tolerate us because we exist in this world and they have to work with us and we help to hit a target demo. And so they have to work with us. But as far as them truly liking us, they don't. They don't like that we have opinions. They don't like that we have thoughts. They don't like that we have the body parts that attract them and they can't control us. They do not lie. I know so many men, but I learned that those men often, those misogynistic men, are men that are raised eons ago by people that were raised eons ago. And so they are trying to fit a woman in today's society into a box of the same woman that they were introduced to when they was born in 52, which is not the same woman that we have today. And that's so true. They have created a disdain for today's woman. And I agree wholeheartedly that there are a lot of men that are attracted physically to women, but they actually do not like women. I agree.
Yeah, so they need to go date their homeboy. I mean, stop wasting people's time. I mean,
but see, these are the same people that are too judgmental, and these are the same people that came in with the idea is to be homosexual is a negative thing. So they can't be with a man either, even though they run with a man all day, every day. That's their best friend. That's who they talk to. That's who they confide in. That's who they take care of.
Let's be real. We see that too.
All of it.
But then they'll be like, men can't open up to each other. It's like, really? Because you've been with your homeboy for 10 days straight.
you thought that paying someone's bills because saying she doesn't have to work makes you a better man.
Exactly.
You're not cool because she doesn't go to work, bro. Because that means you expect more for her at home. Like, I know so many men that literally despise women. They don't like this, the sound of their voice, the idea that they have.
I know those guys too, but I got a question. But do they feel okay? So those guys, right? Mm-hmm. That they even make it their business to try to limit women in the workplace just because they don't like them that much, right? Now, does that mean that they treat their wife or their woman the same exact way? Or is there, like, you know how some people, I could be like, man, I don't like soda, right? But I'll have a ginger ale every now and again. I like ginger ale. You know what I mean? So is it is she the ginger ale?
She is the ginger ale. I think that society says that you're supposed to have a woman, and the society has taught these men that a woman is what helps validate your manhood. That even though their true desire is not to be on a date with a woman, their true desire is to go to the bar and watch the game with a guy, with their friends.
That's true.
But the world says that, you know, tonight is date night and it's Valentine's Day and these are the kind of things that you're supposed to be doing.
But even not just that, though. When you bring the girl, okay, because this is me, right? Because so my whole life growing up, I've always had a guy best friend. So, like, still to this day, like, I got so many guys that are my best friends, like my boy Lunch Money, my boy Leo. Like, those are just, like, my brothers, right? Mm-hmm. So when I'm in a relationship, like, nine times, like, I watch sports. I love sports. So I'm going to be around my dude for the most part, right? And you'll see, like, we'll be good, but you'll see the friends start to feel away, right? Like, oh, she's here too. And then it'd be almost like they try to convince the guy, like, oh, well, why does she always got to come? And it's like, why are you so mad? Like, you didn't have no problem with him bringing Timothy and Nick and Mike and Hakeem, but that's because I'm here.
Girl, that's a whole nother topic, girl. That's weird. A whole nother can of worms, sis.
That's not weird. It's like, what? Y'all talk, guy talk, whatever. I've literally stayed, just like you, how you have brothers, all brothers. Like, we have these conversations with you. You can say whatever around me. I don't never feel no way, right? But they feel.
But all
they,
women aren't like that, though, Lo. And before we move to the next topic, I got to throw us. All women aren't like that. Like, I'm the kind of wife that I go to the strip club with my homegirls. My husband goes to the strip club with his friends. I'm married. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with it. There is no issue. You don't have to tell me you going before. Like, it's not that. I don't trip. But I have friends in our same friend circle that went out. Like, the guys all went out on a guy's trip and they went to the strip club. And I had some wives flipping out like they was going crazy, and I'm like, sis, what why are you so upset?
Because they probably caught him with a stripper before. Like, I've been there before.
People's security are different. Like, people, you know, where you live in your relationship, your security and your insecurity are different, and it's your job as a spouse or the person in that relationship to create the security. I can't do nothing about your homeboys and what they think we should or should not be doing. That I have nothing to do with that. I'm not with them. But when it comes to me and you, we run our program like this, and I know that I am not the average woman, because where they had three wives tripping, two husbands didn't say nothing, the other wives was tripping, and I'm over here trying to send them money so they could throw more ones on a girl with the biggest booty. You know what I'm saying?
But wait, do you feel like social media puts a divide between men and women now?
I think social media does both. I think it puts a divide, but it also puts a highlight on the difficult topics and the hard to answer questions. So I think it's a double whammy. I don't think it's all bad, because the audio we got today was from social media.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? So I think it puts things into more of a perspective and not that singular idea you might have because of the way you grew up in the world that you only know. It kind of opens up another part of the world that exists that you weren't privy to.
Right.
To me. So so you think men don't like women?
I think men don't like women. No, they don't. You're listening to the Unjustified Room podcast presented by Macy's. Check out our personal Macy's shopping page at macys.com/theundressingroom. And we're going to get into some of these DMs really quickly. Yes. Okay.
Okay. So now, did we have any returns from last week?
We have a return, but he just keeps writing stuff. It's not from last week, but he did write something previously, and we'll go in from that. So let's start with him. Matter of fact, let's start with him because he's the longer one anyway. So he said, "You're so beautiful and amazing. I swear the baddest female walking on God's green earth. Always remember, you're your only competition. I love your stories, photos. I wish you would allow comments on them." Which, because he said that, I did allow people to start commenting because it wasn't, you wasn't able to.
Because you're people troll and they say mean stuff and things that are not necessary.
Yeah, it's fine. You're so breathtaking. Hey, beautiful. This is him again, by the way. How are you? You're so perfect and in every way possible. You're intelligent, funny, book, and street smart. Any room you step into, the energy automatically gets switched to the presence you have, and it's everlasting. And any man you allow around you is a privilege. Ooh. He should understand that you're a prize and always will be a prize. Much love and respect always. You've been a vibe. Baddest female working, walking God's green earth. Super bad. Team L'Oreal. Wishing you nothing but more success and happiness.
I like this, love.
Because you are breathtaking.
Is that the period? Is that the end?
Yeah, he kind of looks like Bruce Bruce.
It doesn't matter. See.
Let Bruce Bruce hit it.
That's the problem. That's the problem with ladies out here. Women out here give men such a hard time. First is come correct. Then he comes 100% correct. Now he look like Bruce Bruce.
But I like this guy, but he does look like Bruce Bruce.
Are you attracted to Bruce Bruce?
Am I going to let Bruce Bruce hit it? No, I'm not going to let Bruce Bruce hit it. But I really do.
I like all his compliments. How did that DM make you feel?
It made me feel really nice, actually. He did a good deed for today, and he put a smile on my face. So thank you, Bruce Bruce. Yes. I love you, Bruce Bruce, and I think you're amazing, too.
Stop calling him Bruce Bruce.
Let Bruce Bruce hit it. I can't stop because now the song is stuck in my head.
Give me another DM. Go through the
Okay. All he said was, and I thought this was funny, so we just going to end on this one. Would lick them sexy souls. What?
How do you lick a soul?
I'm trying to figure it out. Does he mean my heels? Like my feet? Because he spelled it S-O-L-E-S.
Souls. Oh, yeah, he going to lick your feet.
Ew. Not over here. Okay, so if you want to slide in my DMs, at Starman L'Oreal, L-O-R-E-L, and we'll definitely make sure we get to yours at any given moment. You know, just make it worth our while.
Yes, believe me, that will happen.
McDonald's is not new to chicken. So maybe stop questioning their chicken cred and get your hands on the McCrispy. Juicy fried chicken, buttery bun, unmatched pickle to chicken ratio. Yeah, they know what they're doing. In fact, we can honestly say they're not new to chicken. They're true to chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
All right, now let's slide into this final question to Undress. You know this is one of my favorite segments because this is... This has nothing to do with pop culture. This has nothing to do with what I want to do or what you want to do. This is what is going on in the world, and we need to help somebody. So that's today's right. Final question to Undress is from a young lady by the name of Rachel. And she says that she's been seeing this guy since June. So we can just go ahead for broadcasting purposes, and let's just call him Larry, okay?
Okay.
And she and Larry have been in a situationship. Uh-oh, here we go again. Mm-hmm. Now, we do not go on formal dates. So what he does is he comes over and we'll go to like a local bar or something like that for drinks. Nothing ever super serious. And I know he isn't interested in getting remarried, which means obviously he was married before, or having more kids, which means he obviously has children. Mm-hmm. But I'm comfortable with where we are until I meet someone else. Now, the other day, I was out with my coworker who was working on an upcoming project, and she mentioned the person that she was talking to and said that she needed to call Larry's girlfriend to help them with the project. So mm-mm. I had no idea this man had a girlfriend, and I have been out in public with him showing extreme PDA.
Oh.
Now, I've been to his house as well, sporadically. I am so frustrated that he could put me in a dangerous situation by not telling me that he had a whole entire girlfriend.
Right.
Part of me just wants to completely ghost him. The other side of me wants to go off on him. What should I do? First of all, Rachel, I did not think that this is where this
I didn't either. I thought she was about to be like, is it okay that I got him in the background while I'm looking for somebody else?
Girl.
But he got somebody else. You are the somebody else.
Okay. Can we go back to what I just said? Situationships are not, they are renaming side pieces and jump offs. That's what it's like.
You're right. Now I'm gonna have to agree with you. I didn't agree with that at first, but now I agree. And to be honest, if you go off on him, it's only because you want to continue to speak to him. If somebody that you don't have nothing that you owe to, y'all don't have no real relationship, y'all just sleeping with each other here and there, and you don't even, whatever, you just
passing time.
Yeah, y'all just passing time. Then he doesn't owe you an explanation. And
to why he has a girlfriend and didn't tell you?
Yeah, no, he doesn't. No, I don't think he does. Because
yes,
why?
He does, Lo.
Why? Yes, he does not owe you an explanation. You didn't ask. Y'all don't have a situation. I mean, y'all have a situation, but y'all don't have a relationship or anything that he owes.
You do have a relationship.
How?
It is not a committed monogamous relationship, but I think that all cards need to be laid on the table. Like, even if you are in an open marriage, or you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, my wife know I'm here. My husband already know how we get, and that's fine. But if there is an understanding, and you know what everyone is privy to, I think
yeah. But that's what I'm saying. What's the understanding? Because then y'all both was on the same page. That look what
she said.
I'm gonna keep him around until the next person comes along.
Right, because she thought that we was both just single and playing, but not over committing in this relationship. She didn't realize that she was a party. Unbeknownst to her,
that's given
on the side of this relationship. Now, I know
that's his girlfriend's problem.
But listen, sis, I know a lot of women that are very comfortable being the side piece. That is their joy. That is actually where they want to
be. Yeah, because a lot of these people are disgusting. Like,
but I'm saying that's where they want to be. At least give someone that option. Do not make me a side piece when the whole relationship you got going on. Give me the option. Tell me I got a girl, it's not working out, or it's whatever it is.
I agree with that. But at the same time, it's like, girl, you had no aspirations of taking this man serious. So
maybe
why
she
do
did.
You care? No, she didn't. She just
cared
said,
enough if she's spending time with a friend.
Listen, all I heard was that she was cool with being around with him for now until she met someone else. That sounds like a fill-in. That sounds like somebody I'm passing the time with.
What she says is that we do not go on formal dates. He comes over. We go to local bars. We go out for
drinks. The fact that y'all don't go on dates.
Formal dates.
What are formal dates? I don't get it. Dinner, right?
Date night. I get dressed up. You get me and you last
he don't
week
feed
at Nobu
you.
Was a formal date.
He don't. You took me on a date the other day. Thank you, friend.
We went on a formal date the other day. You came in here looking good like a snack. We went to a nice 5-star restaurant. You had fine china. That's a formal date.
The fact that he's talking to her about marriage and kids, now that I don't like.
This is the gag, though. Talking about he don't want to get remarried. Sir, you have a whole situation.
Exactly. No,
and
he's
children.
Trifling. So, okay. So you think that she should say something to him? For what?
No.
Exactly.
I think she should say anything to him. I think she should ghost the entire situation, and I think she should revisit the idea in the future of a situationship.
Now, if she does go off on him, Eva, that is because she wants to continue to deal with that man. She wants to hear his excuses. She wants to hear what he comes up with. She wants him to say no. She wants to believe they'll lie. And because you like them enough, you'll believe the lie. And you'll be like, all right, maybe it was his homeboy's girlfriend. You know what I mean? Like you. Anyway.
Yeah, but we're not playing stupid over here on the Undressing Room podcast. We're not playing stupid at all. We're going to play smart and above brow. That was our final question to undress. Now, if you would like your question to be undressed, be sure to follow us on Instagram at the Undressing Room podcast. Slide into our DM and boom, that's your chance to be featured.
That's right. You're listening to the Undressing Room podcast brought to you by Macy's.
Hey.
Now, all y'all got to do is go on over and check out our personal Macy's shopping page at Macy's.com/the Undressing Room. And then we need y'all to go to all our old episodes. Listen to all the old episodes. Rate, review, subscribe, tell a friend to tell a friend. And we'll be back next week. Bye. Bye.
The Undressing Room podcast, presented by Macy's, is an Urban One Reach Media production hosted by the one, the only, Eva Marcel and L'Oreal.
Follow at the Undressing Room podcast on all socials. Executive produced by Kobe Cove Tyner. Assistant produced by Alexis Felder. edited by Dunkus. Senior Director of Podcast Operations, Sierra Reed. Sales and Corporate Partnerships, Josh Romani, Michelle Marino, Lori Hall, and Khadijah Campbell. Digital Marketing, Walter Gaynor, J.R. Davis, and Tim Hall. Thank you for listening to the Undressing Room Podcast.
See you at the next episode.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.